KD8DXQ via All-Star.
KD8OAX monitoring.
WA2KJC listening.
Didn't catch the call, but this is WAYRC. How you doing?
Yeah, WAYRC, WA2, Kilo, Juliet, Charlie, KJC. Name is Dave, near Clio, Michigan. Just thought I'd check in here. Got an email from Fred, and I thought I'd see if I couldn't connect. How you doing?
Yeah, real good, Dave. Yeah, name is Mike. And I was headed back into a pier. I had to go out to a friend's house, see how he was doing, and then I went back into a pier, probably head home, and then back to a pier again. But anyway, just balmy 25 degrees. Finally, it warmed up. Man, I went out 3 o'clock in the morning, and it says zero. I thought, oh no. And if I calculate right, it's about 107 days till spring, and I can't wait for it to get here.
I was thinking the same thing. Summer is very nice. Spring is nice. Yeah, it's cold out there. 27 degrees. Feels like it's 14. Wind out of the south. So, oh well, is what it is. At least we didn't get 3 feet of snow. So, I just wanted to check and see if I could get in. I'm using a All-Star Link Hamboid node that I put together on a Raspberry Pi and using my laptop for talking. So, anyway, won't hold you if you're on your way home. I'm just north of Mount Morris. Considered Clio, but about 15 minutes from Clio and maybe 10, 15 minutes from Flint. So, well, at least I know I can get in here and listen now and then.
Yeah, it's working real good. The audio's good. So, yeah, you'd be in there all the time. So, I'm on 5100 here in the mobile truck. So, I also have a Shark mic setting here in case I need the local peer repeater anyway. I can get in no problem. So, anyway, I'll let you go and have a good day. Enjoy the, it was sunshine. Looks like it's floating up. Probably get some snow or something. So, 7-3, have a good afternoon. WAYRC.
Okay, Mike, thanks for getting back to me. Let me know that I was making it okay. So enjoy the day, stay warm, and take a long nap. Spring will be here soon. All right, I'll listen for a little bit more, and then I'll disconnect. WA2KJC.
KD8TGW Captain.
Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa.
Are you there? This is QO Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. This is QO Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. Anyone there?
This is KSCD. You copy your transmission in East Alwatt, yes?
K8YU, this is NAWCD. Well, good afternoon to you. Hopefully you were able to get some rest this afternoon after the surprise of this morning.
I got about an hour of sleep. We had some stuff we just had to do, okay, we'll survive, hopefully.
It's kind of hard to flip flop and back like that. Especially going back to first night. But I'm sure hopefully tomorrow you'll be able to get some sleep when you go home. At least the kids won't have to go to school tomorrow. And hopefully some things will be in order. It's not supposed to be as cold tonight from what I hear.
Yeah, I hope so. Hopefully it'll go well tonight and get some sleep in the morning.
Yes, I agree with you. I'm sure it'll be busy for a while. Hopefully, as the night wears on, it'll slow down for you and be able to catch a break there or respite there for a little bit.
Yeah. Well, usually after it gets towards midnight, it starts to kind of calm down a little bit. And then, then from there it kind of picks up around 3-4 o'clock, and then from there and depends on the night.
Yeah, I believe it. Well, like I say, hopefully things will go well for you tonight, and hopefully we'll have to deal with that situation at least until you can get that heat tape replaced on there.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened to it. Went to feel it, like you said, and it was cold. And they don't have a crock. It's not like in a crock like the other houses. This one's just hanging there, the heater, so.
Ah, okay, gotcha. Yeah, usually, I remember they say you get about 5 years or so, that's when you need to start looking out for it and replacing it. And I remember it was a certain amount of time, but usually they give it up after certain amount, you have to replace them.
Yeah, they're not very sensitive either. I've been pricing it a little bit this afternoon, so we'll get that here once we get a little extra cash and go from there. So we should have that part for the heater Wednesday next week. So take a little bit, but it's worth it at least.
Yeah, exactly, and hopefully, you know, if that guy said he'd help you out, if he's not able to at least the furnace repair guy showed you at least how to hook it up there, just put it in with the wires, you know, where they're supposed to be, at least the way it sounded like. It sounds like there's light at the end of the tunnel for you guys.
Yeah, it's getting there, so it's not hard, you know, like I said, it's not hard, you know, do it myself, I just have this guy do it, and that way I know, you know, at least it's getting done right, once it's done, then hopefully we'll have heat, and that'll kind of help things out a little bit, and I got to make a slight repair to the car, but that'll happen when we get extra money too.
Yeah, that's it. You know, you gotta, I guess, prioritize things out. And, what needs to be done first, what's more important. I get you on that one. Well, good. I'm happy in that regard. I'm glad that that kerosene heater worked. I was a little worried. Like I said, I've never used it, and it's been sitting for the last about the last 15 years. So I'm glad it worked for you.
Yeah, me too. I went to Tractor Supply, and I was like, "Hey, do you guys have a kerosene?" And the guy's like, "Yeah, it's over here, and this is a 5 gallon and a 1 gallon bucket." And I'm like, "Well, we're probably gonna need the 5 gallon, so we went with the 5 gallon and fired it right up and got it going. So thankfully that's done, and I have that stored in the shed now, and hopefully don't have to use it right now, you know, anymore after that, and then bring it back here probably next week sometime.
NAWCD. Well, whatever. It's not, you know, again, it's been sitting for a while, so like I say, I guess it's more or less at least, but I'm sure he's probably bought another one, and whatever, it's not any hurry, but I'm glad it worked out. I'm glad it was there for you, and that's what's important at this point. But I'm glad it was able to unthaw that fight.
Yeah, I had that, like, I didn't put it like super close, but I put it, close enough, and then it definitely heated up the underneath the house. It was pretty good, so it's nice to have running water, and we actually got clear for the boil water advisory too, so two things at once today.
Hey, that's even better. I'm glad in that way. That's hard enough. I just, it being under a boiled water advisory, but, especially as much as it's been out up there, and to have this happen to you, it's frustrating. Definitely know that when they did the street out here, they were shutting the water off, got to the point when they put a new water line out here, and it was frustrating trying to keep up with what they were doing, and they even had a water main break even after they installed it, dealt with that, so it's definitely frustrating, so happy for you in that way.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'd love to take your brain on something here. I've got to fix the flex plate in the car. I guess I'm thankful because I guess it could be worse, but the muffler, the reason why it's been so loud is there's been a crack in the flex pipe, and then finally it just gave it out today, and so I have to go get a piece of flex pipe to put it up there, and hopefully it'll fly it down, but it's not too hard to do, right?
It shouldn't be, it's just getting the access to it, and hopefully trying to get, if there's clamps or anything, if they're rusty or whatever, but if you can, you can fit it together or something, just to quiet it down, but it shouldn't be too bad to do for you.
Okay, yeah, I gotta do something with it because it's loud. It's like right before the resonator, and so it's just like straight pipe, and I can hardly hear myself thinking here.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of frustrating there. I can't hear it through the radio, so that's a good thing, but of course, unless you got a hot rod or something with headers from back in the days or something, but yeah, you definitely want it'll be something I'm sure you'll have to take care of sooner or later. But again, I guess it's one of those things. I guess be glad it's running and be glad it's not dragging.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true. I guess it could be worse.
Yeah, it's definitely no fun, especially in this weather, to have to get underneath a car and try to wire your muffler back up or get it to where it's not dragging on the ground. It's definitely no fun there. But at least, too, you're able to find out where it is. But I'm sure you should be able to, should be able to fix it or at least quiet it down some.
Yeah, just something to get us through until the spring, and then figure it out from there, at least, until taxes or something. That's all right. How's your day today? How's you guys, sorry, my brain just, stopped. How's your day today?
Not a problem. Yeah, we're doing good. I finished up my class today, Bible interpretation, so that's out of the way. I'm not sure if I'm going to be doing any more with it or not. I'll have to talk to Lee and see what they're planning to do next. But other than that, took a nap and just kind of laying low. Kind of staying in for the night.
Hey, Wendy. Yeah. Hopefully it's a quiet night for you guys, and you guys get to relax. A good night for a fireplace.
Yeah, that's for certain. Definitely, like you say, hopefully it's low key, and but that. Yeah, that's the way the day is gone. It's glad to see you guys today. I got to see you guys a couple times this week. Definitely not the way we want to be able to see you today, but I definitely enjoyed the visit there for a few minutes.
Yeah, for sure. It was good seeing you guys, and like I said, we'll have to get together here soon and have a chicken dinner or something like that.
Break. Station break, and go ahead. NAWC.
K8LAX. K8YNU, I just had a brief question. At 24 and Gratiot, do they have the light fixed, or have you not made it up that far yet?
Do you know, there are the lights out. It's an absolute mess going northbound. I'm actually heading southbound, thankfully, but they're avoided at all costs if you can.
Copy that. I appreciate it. I rolled through earlier, and a truck hit the power box on the ground, so I figured it was going to be a while. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. You guys carry on at 73. K8LAX clear.
Not a problem there, Dean. Not a problem. Hey, just a side note there for you, Dean, as well. My place of employment is hiring, too, so I'll send you details on that.
Greatly appreciated. We'll talk more on that subject just a little bit later. But I greatly appreciate it. Thank you. K8LAX clear and standing by.
Not a problem there, Dean. Have a good 173. See ya. NAWC, go ahead.
Yes, yeah, 73. See you there, Dean. Hope you have a good night and a good weekend there. But anyway, tonight will be good evening here. Mike, try to monitor the repeater call if it's on tonight. I know I tried to get on a little bit earlier on the Oakland County DMR, but no contacts or anything. I made a couple to try to. Trying to get to make a couple of contacts today, but all good. But anyway, it sounds like that intersection's there, 24 and Grass is not a good thing there. It sounds like the light is out completely.
Yeah, it is. This is not a good intersection as it is. Even when the light is working, it's not one of the safest intersections to go through, so, but thankfully, going south, it wasn't too bad getting through it, so.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I was monitoring earlier, and somebody was talking about an intersection up your way. I think it was M-19 in Washington, or something. Not a safe intersection the way it's set up. Just the way as busy as it's gotten and speeds and traffic is just crazy.
Yeah, it is. New Haven Road and 26 Mile Road there is a bad intersection. They've got it, especially if you're going to make a left turn from New Haven onto 26 Mile Road. If I do that, I usually go down to 26 and then take 26 across, just because I'll waste the extra gas versus taking my life in my hands.
Yeah, I betcha. Man, I remember years ago that used to be a flashing light, if I remember correct. You went across 26 in Gratiot, and I think that one, if I remember right, was a flashing light. And my goodness, like today, trying to get through that intersection, either way, was, taking your life in your own hands.
Yeah, it's pretty scary up there. I don't know, like this one, that one, and going through 23 in Gratiot, that's another one I don't like going through. And people don't know how to drive. They don't know how to get the lights out. They don't know how to use it as a four-way stop. And then it's not a good thing.
No, then I can imagine that's not one of my favorite intersections either. Is again, just as busy as it is with all the businesses there, and then too with you know, with the double left turn, again, a lot of, you know, just a lot of people you know, just don't know how to use the, you know, the double lanes like that. And like I say, some of the time it's best just to avoid it, or you know, take it slow through, I guess, the best you can. NAWCB.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. It's one of those things where you you look twice and then look two more times to be on the safe side. That's what I've gotten to a point where it's so bad, and I don't trust people anymore. And you know, crash it there, enjoy. It's you know, it's a one way. You know, starts to go with the one way traffic, and it's like I still look the other way just to make sure that somebody's not going down, crash it the wrong way.
I believe it. I've seen too many instances, you know, on Facebook of, you know, people going the wrong way. I don't blame you for, you know, for double checking like that. You just never know. People get mixed up or, you know, whatever the case is. Just that extra layer of safety. I don't blame you there.
Hey, go there, Tom.
Hey, boss. Hey, boss is dead. You off today to take it?
Oh, no. I got to work tonight. I picked up on the night side. They waved some time and a half in my face, and I was like, yeah, I'll work nights for you for the next couple of nights.
All right, because I got a case of chicken legs that I'm supposed to bring over to your wife, along with a case of Minute Maid version of High C Orange. So if she's going to be home, I'll drop that off tomorrow on my way down to, where am I going? Clinton Township.
That sounds good there, Tom. Sorry about that. I totally forgot that I was supposed to go up, and Leo told me the night, or the day. Well, I don't know. My days blend together, but she was like, you have to go up to Tom's and pick up some stuff up there. And I'm like, oh, and then I got busy and forgot. I'm sorry, Tom. Sorry about that. But, yeah, I'll be home until 3, and then I ended up working from 3 until 5, 3 p.m. until 5 a.m. tomorrow. So, but, you know, Leo will be home all day, so.
That's fine. Like I said, you know, I was working late the past couple days anyways, and it's sitting in my camper, which is keeping it nice and cold and frozen, of course. So, yeah, I'll throw it in the back of Melissa's truck, and we'll try to stop by tomorrow. I'll talk to her about it when I get home. And hello, Dave Senior, KGO.
Sounds good there, Tom. NAWCB, you still there?
No, the call sign has like NA something, something, something.
Sorry about that. I nodded off there, I guess, for a minute. I was listening in and was just thinking about something else. But anyway, just turn it back over to you, David.
It's all good. I've had those moments. Not a problem. Yes. I'll let Leo know there, Tom, that you guys are thinking about that, and then you know, go from there. And are you going to be at the meeting here Monday at Wally's office?
I want to try to be there. I might not be there right at 4:45, you know, because technically my hours are 10 to 6:30, but I start early so I can get done early for meetings and stuff like that. If it was today, I'd be down in that office right now. But I'll probably work the same way Monday unless they send me somewhere extravagant as they always do.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good. Yeah, should be a good meeting, and it'll be a good night. I think we're gonna order pizza that night too. So, it'll be good. Good time there. So, even if you're late, that's totally fine. Not a problem. Not a problem at all. So, well, guys, I'm gonna hop off here. I'm gonna head on to work and get ready for shift change and take report and all that other nonsense. But appreciate the good conversation with you guys, and hopefully you both have a good night, and we'll talk to you guys here soon. 73, see you both. This is KE8YNU. We clear up your final.
Sounds good, Dave. Have a good, quiet evening. And also, I got to get one of those go kits from you so I can start checking out parts in it and writing an inventory sheet down.
That sounds good there, Tom. I'll get you one of those. Maybe when you come out tomorrow, I'll send you home with one, and then once you're done with that, we'll swap out another one and kind of go from there.
Sounds good, boss. All right, have a good night. 73 for now. KCKJ, I'll let you pass it on to your dad to say good night.
Sounds good, sir. Tom, 73 is you. Any WCD.
A good weekend there, you and your family, and David, hope you have a good night there at work. 73, see you both. And if you need anything fun, let us know here tonight.
I hope
you have a good evening.
NAWCD
is
good. Sounds good there, Dad. Sounds good. 73, see you there, Dad. And tell Mom we said hi. 88 to you and Mom. KEYNU clear.
November 8 X-ray Zulu.
KF8AYO.
November 8 X-ray Zulu radio test.
KF8AYO.
November 8 X-ray Zulu.
KF8AYO. I heard something, but it was very low volume. I don't know if a station was responding or not, but KF8AYO.
November 8 X-ray Zulu.
Alright, I caught you that time, November 8, X-ray Zulu. And it volume's a little low on your audio, but I can hear you. How are you doing this evening?
Well, sir, I'm fair, partly grouchy, but all's well enough. First time I tried contacting through All-Star. Apparently my All-Star audio is low, and I've changed a couple of things trying to fix it, and that hasn't worked, so now I'm awaiting an email reply from somebody who might help. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain. Staying warm. The wood stove's keeping us warm. No problems. Yeah, your audio is just a little low, but you're coming through clear.
I had to turn off my background noise that I had going. But now I can hear. Well, I just went in the menu and found my mic setting was set to high, so I can't set it higher, so maybe I should need to shout at it or something. It's pretty good. It's not bad. Maybe it was the background noise I had earlier. It's okay. It's still low, but it's fine. I'm pretty sure it's fine. I'm on a VTech UV Pro. I got it specifically to try to work WinLink because the Amateur Radio Public Service Corps have been very focused on the ability to send WinLink, and having a built-in KISS TNC sounded like a convenient thing for me. But I think I've managed to get one message out with it. I've heard at the recent meeting that the WinLink local radio has been offline for a while, and they just got it back on. So that's the cause of my problem. It wasn't something in the realm of operator error.
I see. Well, I've not really done any WinLink stuff, so can't comment on that. But if it's working, that works.
Well, the Warren CERT is going to be supporting the tree lighting and drone show tomorrow. So I've been tearing up my closet trying to find my electric hand warmers. I know I bought them last year. I remember they're magnetic, so you put them together and they link up. I don't know why they made them magnetic. I don't really see the purpose in that. But, hey, it holds them together, I guess. But I have not yet been able to locate them. They're not in all of the places that I thought I would have put them.
Oh, I got a pair of electric hand warmers that are also magnetic. But they also have Bluetooth, so maybe turn on your Bluetooth phone. You might be able to locate them. If they're on, I think you got to turn them on for that to work, though.
Well, if I left them on last season, I'm sure they're out of battery by now.
Yeah, most likely. Everything's battery and recharge now. And, these batteries don't last very long.
Yeah, I've been trying to migrate my stuff over to a USB-C kind of common charger. And whenever I find something that requires a different charger, I think seriously, do I need it? Can I replace it? I'm sorry, it sounds like I might have walked on you there.
No, you didn't walk on me. Yeah, I hear you on the common charger. My wife's phone is the only thing left that's not USB-C. Her older, it's not really that old. Her older iPhone is, I don't remember what it is, but it's still a lightning cord, so it still needs a lightning. But her new iPad is C, and my phone's been C for years, because I don't use iPhone. Yeah, I hear you on that one.
I think one of my projects is going to be figuring out some way to get a better antenna associated with my Lazy Boy walkie-talkie in the back room here. I think that would help my situation greatly.
Sure, I heard that right. Should I some kind of an antenna for a walkie-talkie? Or what are you on now? Are you? Well, you said a VTech, but I guess is that a
mobile, or is there, are you on an HD, or what are you on? I keep forgetting this is November 8 X-ray Zulu Friday. I'm on an HT right now in the back room of the house where the TV is situated, and my lazy boy. So when I'm not officially working the radio, which is in my studio with a significantly less comfortable chair, I'm frequently back here. So I'm thinking I'd like to get at least a better antenna back here. And it'd be nice if I could rig up an actual, you know, mobile and power supply and whatnot, and, you know, have a radio here. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Maybe the next house. I kind of want the entire command control system, you know, sit in a super comfortable chair with heat and shiatsu massage and, you know, all that fun stuff, and, you know, have a shelves on either side and have, like, radios and, you know, computer and, you know, the TV plus a couple of miniature monitors for, you know, just keeping an eye on other stuff to see if there's, like, for example, anything on the security cameras or, you know, that kind of deal. I just want my command post. Yeah, I hear you on that one. Yeah, my ham shack is an old car out back my barn, so. Yeah, I hear you. I do have some better antennae, better matched and well built and all that I can screw in. It's just, you don't want to keep moving them from radio to radio, and I don't feel like buying one for all of them because they're kind of long and pokey. Yeah, I got a really nice diamond for my HT. It's nice and flexible, though. I never really seems to get in the way. It does get kind of bent from the spot I carry it on when I'm walking around the woods or something, but I don't really find that it bothers me. It's pretty long, but the antenna works awesome and doesn't really get in my way. Well, a lot of it depends on what pocket you hook your HT to and whether or not the end of that antenna is at phase level. That has a huge thing. That has a lot to do with it. Getting even if it's not at eye level, getting it hooked on something that comes back and spanks you across the kisser. Yeah, I either have it in my front right pocket, so the antenna is, like, above my head, really. Or I have a clip on my belt underneath my shirt that I'm wearing, and it just kind of rubs around underneath the shirt or whatever. But, yeah, that's all I do. Yeah, I'm still challenged. It's like, what radio should you get? Well, it all depends who you want to talk to. So the people I want to talk to keep either dying off or changing radios or leaving the hobby altogether. It's like, well, this is no fun. So it's an interesting challenge. I bought a Yaesu System Fusion C4 FM radio to specifically talk with one group of people, and between the time I ordered it and the time I received it, all those guys just basically left the club and pretty much don't talk around here anymore, and I've heard nothing on C4 FM at all. So it's like, well, that was kind of a waste. What the heck, man? Well, that's unfortunate. I don't know too many M guys that move around that quickly, like whole groups of them or anything, but yeah, I hear you. That's unfortunate. I haven't done too much digital myself. I only have one digital radio. I've played with it a little bit and talked to a few people, but I don't know. It doesn't seem to
be my thing.
I don't know what it is. I don't know. I'll do the 10 meters. I'll do that kind of stuff. But, yeah, the digital, I don't know. It's just not for me.
There's a little bit more of a learning curve on it, but basically the I forgot the terminology, but the regular digital DMR, that's what I'm saying. The DMR, you can have it programmed with a list of repeaters for, you know, everywhere in your area. And you don't physically have to tune into another machine. It finds another machine for you. And so you are talking to a person or to a talk group. And as long as you're in range of one of the repeaters that gets in the digital realm, it'll pop out where it needs to, just like a cell phone. And it's like, well, that's handy. It's really handy, especially if, you know, if you're, you know, on a handy-talkie here in Southeast Michigan, and your buddy's in, you know, like, you know, Utah or Montana, as long as he has a digital DMR repeater nearby or gets himself a hotspot on his computer, bingo, you know, you're in luck. So I kind of like that, but there's also a point where it gets to a level of complication that you might as well just use your cell phone. But I guess that's why we're in the hobby. We like figuring stuff out.
Yeah, my problem with it has been I spend time here, and then I spend time in the UP, and then in between, and everybody in different areas seems to use different, you know, there's three different protocols or whatever. And what they use in the UP is not what they use here, so, and there's no radios that do them all, so, yeah, I just kind of skip it.
November X-ray Zulu. Yeah, I don't have anything put together yet, but I'm slowly collecting pieces, parts, where I'm hoping to do a kind of a go box with a halfway decent battery and the appropriate charging accoutrement connections, but also the Shark RF and maybe a hotspot, and basically get it rigged up to where it's capable of, you know, it's like, oh, you need to talk on D-Star. Fine, click, click, and now we're able to do D-Star. And granted, with the Shark RF thing, you may need to have a tablet handy in order to change the connection. But once it's established and it's at the right place you want it to go, if that doesn't change, then you can basically have it just be, you know, a frequency on your radio that talks to the Shark RF, and it automatically tunnels into the interwebs, and off it goes. You know, I haven't really put much thought into the project yet, other than that would be a nice thing to do someday.
Yeah, that might be kind of cool. And this is KF8AY Alpha ID. Yeah, I hear you. It's just the, you know, the many different protocols you move around, and then, you know, that area doesn't do that one, and, yeah, I don't know. Maybe when I settle in on one place, I'll get more into it. Who knows?
Well, and again, a lot of it has to do with having people I actually want to talk to. I mean, I have an HF radio, but I haven't set up the antenna because, like, I don't know. Making a contact where I say, like, well, hello, Nova Scotia, this is November 8 X-ray Zulu. Weather here is, you know, 29 centigrade. You know, best regards. I don't care. It's not a conversation. It's not enriching and rewarding to me. Well, everybody's got a different iron in the fire when it comes to this hobby, so that works. There's no problem with that. Some people really enjoy it. Other people just want to do some other things. Who knows? Yeah, and I need to be mindful of my changing interests and capabilities too. And I'm very, very much hoping to find another house to move into and get closer to some family and make those kind of changes. So we shall see. I mean, I want to at least get another antenna, like. I have like a 15-foot antenna up on my chimney in this house. So I'd like to at least get something like that, but it'd be nice if I could get something like one of those step IRs up and a steerable, I don't want to say Yagi, but if I said, you know, like a Yagi, like a multi-element, then a much more steerable antenna would gain. That would be nice to be able to say, oh, I want to talk to my friends in Monroe and turn, and there we go. Yeah, I hear you on that one. Well, hey, I need to get back inside here, but it was a good chatting with you. And this is KF8AYL, and I'll be clear on your final. Oh, fine business, sir. Nice talking with you as well. Good to heat up the radio once in a while and make sure it still works. I already forgot. KF8AYO, I think. No, 73 from November 8 X-ray Zulu.
KEHCVX, that's it.